Hey, Fanses, welcome to the Season 3 recap for Keenan and Kel with Adam and Aaron. I am Adam.
And I'm Aaron. And we are going to talk about the largest season of Keenan and Kel in the history of the universe.
Yes, and I've prepared appropriately here. I have some food lion orange soda.
I just had some Dr. Zevia. How is it, Adam? The food lion. Is that the one I got you?
Yes, and this is a definitive orange soda.
Definitive. So it's better than what?
I've tried many on this show. I've had some Fanta. I've had the orange Zevia before. I think this one tops both of them.
Wow, the food lion orange soda.
Yeah, and it's what Kel drinks. I get it.
Yeah.
Amazing orange is what it's called nowadays.
Yeah. Amazing orange.
Mm.
Perfect. This was an amazing season. Oh, that was terrible. So I was telling you before the show, my students found out about the podcast, and and so if any of my students are listening, stay tuned till the end for extra
credit. Do your work.
Yes, do work on your project. Stop listening to me.
Yeah, you should give them the Keenan and Kel quiz.
Don't that, you?
I'll give you.
You should. They were like, some of them was like, what's Keenan and Kel? And then I pulled up the clip of Kel not being able to get into the orange soda fridge. It's all locked. Some sicko locked it up. I'm the sicko.
Making the top 10 list or top 8 list for this season was a real challenge.
Yeah,
because there is just so many. We gave a lot of really high ratings, and I think it's apt. It's appropriate because it's a really just they came into their own this go round.
Yeah, they did. This was you know Keenan and Kel at its best, especially early in the season. I remember we just had a couple, you know, back to back. Really solid episodes. You know, if there were gems all throughout the season, it was a great season, and we're excited to kind of dissect it a little bit more.
Let's do our top 8 episodes. Let's stop talking about this season and start talking about the season.
So Adam, I'm gonna need some help here. I'm gonna need some help, not because I didn't make my top 8 list, because, you know, it should be the top 8 or the top 8 highest rated episodes by me. And I think in the past season review episodes, I kind of have shuffled around a little bit. I think we need to refresh our audience on some of these episodes. just a quick little run through, because if they remember, say, the plot of the raffle, it might impact their remembrance of the show.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to go through the season real fast?
Yeah, rapid fire.
All right, sure. Fenced in. Keenan and Kel get their heads stuck in a fence going to see a movie. Skunkador versus Mothman. They go to like a Comic-Con. The raffle. They spin the wheel and try and win a TV, but Kel accidentally loses the ticket. Chicago witch trials. There's a pretty lady in school, but they think she might be a witch. To catch a thief. There's a new kid in school, Mark, and Keenan thinks he stole his watch. Happy B-Day, Mark. It's that kid Mark's birthday, and Keenan's not invited for some reason. IQ can do better. Kel does incredibly well on his IQ test. Keenan does incredibly poorly. Why? Attack of the Bugmen. All their stuff gets stolen from their house. Surprise, surprise. It's Keenan's mom's anniversary, and his dad got a bunch of stuff, and Keenan and Kel mess things up. You dirty rat. There's a rat in Rigby's. Freezer bird. They get stuck in the freezer. Present tense. Keenan's dad. Baseball gets given away. House sitter. They watch Chris's house poorly. I'm gonna get you, Keenan. John the Jackhammer Rogan tries to get Keenan. The limo. Keenan tries to impress a rich girl by saying that he has a limo when he doesn't. The contest. They try to win a ticket to a Bulls game.
This is such an amazing series of sentences you're stringing together.
Picture in perfect. Bill Bellamy's in town, and Keenan and Kel ruins all the photos for the school. Close Encounters. They Keenan's naked in a dressing room, and like you know, We Are the Champions. There's a monkey. Who loves who? Keenan and Charla's relationships gets rocky when he promises to go on a date with Tamia. and Poem Sweet Poem, Filth and Allison in their class get broken up by a poem that Keenan wrote.
Wow. Well, thank you, Adam. I think that helped everybody.
Yes, I think that's at least to no confusion whatsoever. Banger season, top great, to bottom.
Great season. Great season. Absolutely fantastic.
So let's highlight some of our favorite episodes from there. I think they might be similar. I think we might have a very close top to eight.
I would imagine. Yeah, I would imagine.
Do you want to start us off?
I would love to. So in eighth place, I am going to go with surprise, surprise, because I loved all the running around and all the stores they had to go to and just like the creativity of that episode.
You know what, Gail? Everything is working out okay. Of course, it always does. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to stick this cake in the refrigerator. Oh, get it. What? The cake almost fell out the bottom. Oh, nice save, Gail. Well, here, hold the bottom while I lift the cake out. Okay, be careful now.
Oh, be careful. Okay. Yeah, this is great. Oh, this cake is cool. Yeah.
Well, that's a nice cake. We're cool. Isn't
Isn't
that pretty?
Oh, wait, I don't know. Kel's a great wrecking ball in that one. It's a good Keenan and Kel formula. They get back into the kitchen and start whipping up trouble.
Yeah, it's a great Keenan and Kel episode. And I have very, very fond memories of it. Kel just destroys everything, and that's a good time. We love when Kel destroys things.
If you ask me, it's kind of like a refined version of the pilot, where they did like a little bit of everything. Yeah, so you see them getting into a bunch of micro troubles. Mm-hmm. And good stuff. My number eight is Attack of the Bugmen.
Mom wanted me to come down here and tell you that we're going to Pizza Farm for dinner tonight.
Ooh, Pizza Farm! Hey! Why was on the Pizza Farm?
To celebrate my getting straight A's. Kel, you're invited to come too.
Oh, yeah, Pizza Farm! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But wait a minute, what about Penguin Hunter? Pizza Farm! Penguin Hunter! Pizza Farm! Penguin Hunter! Penguin Hunter to the pizza at the farm and the pizza and the hunter and the farm! Oh, Keenan, what are we gonna do? We gonna finish the game! And then we go on to dinner.
Well, I had a feeling this would make your list.
Yes. On retrospect, and maybe our podcast episode, you'll hear this, the kind of light leaves my eyes a little bit when I realize how horribly awkward and terrible this episode feels.
It's rough.
But I have super fond memories of it, and it's the Keep My Penguins card. The pizza farm and the interactions with the two like bumbling police officers. It's just I would be remiss to not include this one.
Yeah, that's a good episode. I was not the biggest fan of that episode from my 7.5 rating, but because I rated it fairly, but yeah. Your nostalgia kind of bumped it onto your list, so that's good to see. Do you want to go number seven?
Sure. My seven is Freezer Burned.
Hey, Daddy, where's our food?
Yeah, we ordered 20 minutes ago.
Wait a minute! Over here!
Young man, I'm a professional waiter, not a house pet to be shouted at from across the room.
Can we shout at you close up like this?
I would prefer that you didn't. I'll be right out with your food. But
are you Pirate Hank?
No. My name is Gavin. But we're all pirates here at Pirate Hank's. Aha.
Gavin, what do you have under that eye patch? Maybe a Band-Aid or a scar where your eye used to be? Let me see.
Flip it back down, please.
Yeah, another one from my youth. The thing that makes this one stand out to me is just how much trouble they get into. Like, how worse and worse and worse the situation gets. Like, I was just remembering us losing it at the band being in the freezer. Yeah. And Pirate Hank's is just a great environment.
Yes, anytime we're in a restaurant in Keenan and Kel, it's pretty much a good time. The server, yeah. The server in Keenan and Kel, maybe when we do, like, we finish this show up, we can look at all of our different servers. They always just represent, like, just some aspect of human
suffering.
Yeah, I was gonna say something like morbidity is just terrible. Yeah, yeah, so I agree with that. I think I rated Freezer Burned and House Sitter low because of just the anxiety that it gave me when I watched them.
I will say the Kel ratio is off in those two. But yeah. Again, a lot of nostalgia for it, and I don't think it's too bad just yet. I think going into season four, we might see some of that scale tip a few more times. What's your seven?
My seven is going to be He Got Job.
Hi, Kel. Congratulations on your new job.
Hey. Yeah, we had to come down here and see this for ourselves.
Hey, Rockwell, what was that?
Well, Kel, now that you're working, what do you say you slip us a few free donuts?
I don't know, Mr. Rockwell. I'm not supposed to do that. And Roger, just pay him for the donuts, please.
Well, sure. I'm sure Kel doesn't mind giving us a couple free samples.
I don't know about this. You know, this is wrong. This is wrong. All right, just a couple, all right?
Come on, baby.
Well, give me that one. I'll give you a couple. Okay, I'll give you that one.
The jelly.
Well, jelly. All right, jelly. Okay. Y'all go ahead.
Thank you. Kelly.
Hey.
We can go. Let's go. Kelly.
Round again. I'll see y'all tonight again. If y'all get out there, nobody takes nothing from the donut shop.
Hey, this is a real good one.
Yeah, He Got Job is a classic episode. It's probably on your list somewhere, maybe.
Ooh,
maybe
we'll find out.
Kel gets a job at the donut shop, and everything that Kel does to Keenan, you know, he steals Keenan's idea. They make peanut butter and jelly donut. It's just I just love like the atmosphere, and like Cheryl and Roger come in and they try to like get him to like break the rule, and then he hits the siren and the police officer is just like, yeah. So there were a lot of really funny moments in that, and I did get good burger vibes, which is always a good thing. These two are just so good in like sketch comedy, and I think that was like a really good like long drawn out sketch.
And it was cool because they messed with the formula a bit in that one, mm-hmm. in a really good way. It's like, you see a lot of Kel centric episodes,
right?
For Keenan and Kel, usually it's both of them, or usually it's Keenan and Kel is an accessory. But so yeah, that's another special part about it. When do you keep going?
Number six, I'm gonna have to do the raffle.
So how'd it go, man? I sold one ticket. Wait, you mean you've been gone for 2 hours and you only made a dollar? No, not exactly. Elaborate. Tell me what happened. Oh, see, this clown wanted to buy a raffle ticket, but see, he didn't have any money. So I traded him the raffle ticket for a balloon. It's an orange balloon. Isn't it handsome? I had the rest of my tickets back, please. Oh, all right. Oh, my balloon! Oh, quick, call the fire department.
Hey.
I feel like you want to talk about the raffle a little bit, but I have a feeling it's higher up your list. So
you're correct, because this is one I adore.
Yeah, it's a really good episode. I'm gonna save it for you. Why don't you go up and give us your six rating?
Well, six for me is Picture Imperfect.
Keenan, look at all these people. What a great idea to help business.
Oh, thanks, boss. You know me. Always concerned about the business.
Now, how did you ever get Bill Bellamy to agree to do this?
He didn't. What Cal meant to say was that he didn't mind at all when I asked him, because, you know, I asked him.
Well, you know, he's a little late, isn't he? I mean, if he agreed to do this, the least he could do was show up on time.
Yeah, I agree, but, you know, those Hollywood types.
Ah, well, this isn't Hollywood.
Okay.
Picture Imperfect, like I mentioned, the Bill Bellamy stuff, I'm not super into, but the reason why this ranks so high on my list is because of how I remember this one not being, like, you know, super noteworthy, but, like, revisiting it on our show, I saw, like, a lot more to it. Like, I would have never appreciated Mark Cram in the way that we did, but we're like, oh, no, he's the perfect foil. Like, he's the one that's doing everything correctly.
Right.
which lets Keenan be all schemey and lets Kel be all, like, you know, knocking things over and terrifying. Plus Chris at the end, when he gets mad at him for being a Hollywood type, might be my favorite Chris, the, like, snide, sneery.
Yeah. I want to say, I do love, that's like kind of the hard thing. When I think back to these episodes, I don't necessarily remember Chris's role, but I know that he played like an important part of many of them. I remember like most of the slapstick stuff, but I love Chris's character and how he's evolved this season. I just watched a clip from season one and he had this awesome mullet. And so he's kind of grew up with Chris a little bit.
Yeah, I forgot his mullet in the first go round.
Yeah, so good. But yeah, that's a great episode.
My number five is He Got Job. Same idea that you had with this one. I love the Donut Master 2000. It's another one that has all those lists.
Right.
Like when they're coming up with their own donuts and stuff like that. And I like how this one, it's Keenan ruining Kel's time because is he a little jealous? Keenan without Kel, this episode explores too.
Right. Yeah, I love that part of it, right? It looks at the relationship from the other side. Where usually it's like Kel is hanging on to Keenan, but this time, you know, it's one of the same things. It's like Keenan isn't really anything without Kel, right? Like he doesn't have that many friends. Kel is his ultimate friend.
Yeah, there's a great moment in the middle where like he's trying to make friends with Floyd the jeweler. He's like, you want to hang out here and drink orange soda
and Floyd had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah,
that's random.
But yeah, that's my five. Yours?
My five is gonna be Close Encounters.
If I do go out with a man, I am not wearing these stupid, ugly rice pants. You know, for somebody that works in a clothing store, she sure has bad taste in clothing.
Yeah, she got bad taste in perfume too. She smelled like a sweaty water buffalo.
Excuse me, could you let me in one of the dressing rooms?
Sure, my pleasure.
Rudy?
Yes?
You've been out there this whole time, haven't you?
Yep.
You pretty much heard everything we said, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Hey, Keith, if you do go out with Pootie, make sure she does something about her hair.
Girl, shh!
That looks like she got a dead plant on her head.
So not only because of our nice conversation with Wesley. Wesley's a great guy. But that episode is a classic Keenan and Kel episode, right? It's a classic set. It's almost perfectly executed. Like, it's just a great time. There's great little jokes. There's great big jokes. And then the end where he has to run outside, like he looks like he's naked. I mean, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah. Kel does a very good job being the most Kel in that one. I think, like, if I were to recommend episodes from the season, surprise, surprise, shows off a lot of the show, but Close Encounters shows off Kel in an incredible way.
Yeah, it's great. It's so good.
The ending sting, too, is phenomenal. Like, that, I still remember rolling at seeing the final clip when Keenan comes back to the house.
It's too good. That is a great episode, and one that honestly I forgot about it, but like before I went back and watched it.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That is a good one, and like I think one of those passing moments, you know, like the lady walks out of the dressing room and Kel just hypes her up and like forgets what he's doing. I love the. The authenticness, you know, authenticity, I think is the word. I love the authenticity of Kel. He cares about people so much and he just wants them to feel good and feel good about themselves. So I don't know.
He's genuinely good.
Yeah.
Well, and that's good.
A good human being.
There's some episodes of this show where like Keenan, you see that you could say like he is like a bad person in this one.
Right.
I don't know if that can be said about Kel. All right. Why don't you do your four?
My four is To Catch a Thief.
Wow. I forgot. This one did not make my list.
Oh, wow.
The introduction of Mark Cram, correct?
Yes, the introduction of Mark Cram. the introduction of Mark Cram. This is just, it's great. I love the fact, like, how far Keenan will go in his little delusions about reality. Like, he ends up in Mark's room, tearing it apart, looking for his watch.
You made some good points on the episode about how slighted Keenan, like, has become by this one.
Right. He goes full accusatory, and this person is terrible, and he must have stolen from me. I really like it. I like it because I've had something stolen from me before. Like, I had my phone stolen once, and I was like, oh, this is like
all you got of this revenge in your
all
eyes.
All the rage
like
is channeled, yeah, in the right way. I really did think it was a good episode. I gave it a 9, and I think that was well deserved.
I agree that it's not one to overlook, despite having overlooked it myself. My number 4 is House Sitter.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you live here?
But I wouldn't say live, exactly.
One of the neighbors called in. They said they witnessed a couple of kids breaking in through one of the windows.
Through the window? Well, boy, that's weird. Thanks for stopping by.
How did you two get in here?
Well, through the window. That's only because the front door was locked. Oh, hell. Oh, man.
Is it raining in here?
Yes.
Hotcha. What's going on here?
Oh, well, see, Keenan accidentally killed all of Chris's friends. Except for Norma. We got him upstairs in the bathtub.
What?
I love the chaos that Kel and Keenan bring to Chris's house, because it's such a seems like a premise that was like set up. Like, you remember the one Office episode where they eventually go to like dinner at Michael's house?
Oh, that is the best episode.
It's good too, because there's a lot of tension, and the season's like been building up to that, and then once it happens, it's huge.
Right.
I feel like the whole show was building up to seeing like more behind the scenes what matters to Chris.
Yeah.
And Keenan and Kel obliterated entirely.
Everything was just destroyed.
Yeah. I love the list that Keenan makes of all the terrible, of like all the things he has to fix.
Yep, and he just keeps it going.
I love Kel's methods of just like, of vacuuming the fish tank after putting like a whole dinner in there, and just, it gets worse and worse and worse in the best Keenan and Kel way possible. I don't know if they destroy like a set as much in any other episode as this one.
Yeah, no, it was pretty much gone. I always think back, whenever I think of sets, I always think back to Dancing in the Orange Soda, and I just don't know how they pulled that off. Kel was on an entire street.
Yeah, that's season 2 money.
I know.
Like, once season 1 was the best thing in the world, they're like, we gotta do a giant musical number.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, Kel can't sing.
Well, they're like, we gotta do that, then they did the music last.
Right?
Which, not a good move.
Yeah, I know.
We're doing snake order here, so I'll do my number 3.
Go for it, let's hear it. The top 3.
Top 3. These ones I gave all 10s to.
Wow. Okay.
I give out 3 tens this season. I think previously I've given out like 2 tens a season. or maybe just 1 in the first one, for example. So, like, you know, that's how much I kind of like this season 3. Season 3 is peak Keenan and Kel for me. Like, it was the one that I remember watching all the time, like on TV when dinner was late.
Right.
And stuff like that. And one episode that not a lot of people remember because of its... because of its copyrighted music, is Who Loves Who.
What's that, man? Oh, no, no, I just got it.
Hey, what do you say you open it?
Oh, okay. A present to my love burst to quench his mighty thirst. Signed, your secret admirer. Now, you shook that all up now, and it's a carbonated
beverage.
I must drink the
one, so... No! It is a great episode.
A wonderful dance. The Sweethearts Ball is in town. Keenan wants to ask out Sharla, And despite not having a lot of chemistry previously, they, like, it's such a real relationship on screen. It's such a real, like, teenagers misunderstanding each other. And that's in part because it was written by people like Nick Cannon and Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it's through the roof. I love Kel's secret admirer plotline is very funny. And everyone is in peak form. Like, we've said it before, this should have been the season finale. Because, like, you know, the episode ends well for everyone, including Keenan's parents, including, like, Mark Cram. Chris and his mom, like, get on Funk Bus. I don't know if the show's ever felt as victorious as this episode. So that's my love of Who Loves Who.
A great episode indeed. That is on my top three list, but it's not number three.
What's number three?
Number three is You Dirty Rat.
Oh, that was awful. I was dreaming that I was a rat, right? And everybody was trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Just like Wendell. And I didn't know how Wendell feels.
You know what, Cal? You're right. Man, Wendell's just a harmless little rat. He doesn't deserve to die. Matter of fact, no rat deserves to die. From this moment forward, I will dedicate my life to make sure that no harm comes to any other rat again. Ever. Yay!
Yes, you especially love this episode.
I don't know what it was. I mean, should this be on the top three list of any like show, any way of like shaking the show out? No, but it was special to me.
Yeah,
you know, I remember so much. Like, I just loved how the adult world and like the world of the child had like collided. And Keenan and Kel were just these kids trying to get rid of this rat, essentially.
Worth mentioning, lowest rated on IMDb episode.
The absolutely lowest rated, and I just think that's a sham.
You brought up a lot of good points about how there's a moral compass in this one, and how you don't often see Keenan grow. So seeing him go from, oh, I hate rats, to I will protect every rat on this planet.
I think that's what did it for me. I mean, that's that biocentric model that I try to teach my students, you know, that's really what like struck home for me. I mean, exterminating rats is not a fun topic for any TV show or any episode of anything. But the fact that Keenan has a change of heart.
Yeah.
I'm here for the moments that aren't so traditional Keenan and Kel. It's my list, so you can all suck an egg. That's my list. I can do what I want.
All right, what's your number two then? Top two.
My number two is Fenced In.
Hey, this is a classic. This is real good.
My head is stuck because of you. Look, just calm down.
I'll calm down when my head is removed from this fence.
Are you sure your head is stuck? Just help me get out of the fence.
Okay, wait. Maybe I can bend the bar.
Okay, bend the bar. That's good. Bend the bar. I'm on my back. My murder pudding. Ow. Get off of me.
No luck.
Oh, man.
Well.
Just walked around this whole time?
Well, yeah, if the head through the fence thing didn't work.
Man, I really hope you get your head out before the day starts. Why?
You know, you turn on season three and you watch Fenced In and you're like, how could it get any better than this?
And some might argue that it doesn't. It's like the climax of the show.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I love how self-aware it is, right? Like, it's the only one that can stop us. Keenan, like, makes a chart about how they can't ruin this date that they have to go early for. And he blew up a giant picture of Kel. He's like, it's you. You're the only...
You're the only thing that can ruin this.
Non-stop jokes whenever I think back to this episode, too.
The whole reality of this, like, fence, right? He gets his head stuck in the fence to get a ball that Kel is throwing up and down, and then Kel just walks around to get it.
Yeah, the way that that's framed is amazing.
Pulling the pants down. I like how they get all dressed up and they're like walking out. And like, oh, like is this the one where Roger and Cheryl are like, "Where are you going?"
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking him, like, "What? It's the movie theater's right down the street." And he's all, "Mind your business."
Yeah, he's like, just. It's a classic episode.
Not my number two. My number two is The Raffle.
There you go.
This one is an episode that's free to watch on YouTube. I always plug that when I say that because I think it's the titular Kenan and Kel. Chris is raffling off a TV. Kenan's parents just got a brand new TV. And Kel is makes everything worse. He breaks one. They try to replace it. They try to rig the raffle. It goes bad. They try to purchase another TV. And it's just... every scene is hilarious. I like the subplot of Kel and his balloon. I've never laughed harder at someone popping a balloon.
Yeah,
yeah. So top to bottom, A+ episode, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, maybe that should have been higher for me, but oh well.
Hey, you know, you like what you like.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long season. We started this recording the season in like January. It's been 9 months of season 3.
I had a feeling it. Yeah, it's been quite a while. I don't know how much I have left in me of season 3, but we gotta finish our number ones.
After you.
Well, number one for me, Adam, is Who Loves Who. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, I think back to the episode and the plot was a little like, you know, there were some parts where I didn't like. I'm like, Kenan, why didn't you just say what you were thinking? But the episode was so well written, and it was because it was written by younger people. And that's really important to me in my life, like encouraging the people who are affected, the people who are, you know, it's about to get involved, right?
Sure.
So encouraging students to talk about what they want to learn, encouraging teachers to talk about how things should be done in the classroom. Like that's not how I think things should be done. And they did it and it was perfect. Like the writing was spot on. It was so clean and crisp. The jokes were on point. Kenan and Kel were written and they acted perfectly, exactly for their character, their characters. And of course the Kenan Sharla romance. I mean, it was, you know, building throughout the season a little bit, except for the misplaced order of the poem, sweet poem. But it was just a great, great moment. And a really great way to, I think it is the finale, right? A good way to end season 3.
Yeah.
I think it is the best episode, or one of.
We've talked about like the some of the best episodes are the ones that have a lot of heart to them.
Yeah.
Like the Christmas one. This is another one of those heart episodes.
Yep. Every season has one good heart episode, and I think those deserve 10s because that's, you know, it requires a different level of acting and a different level of producing because it's not just, ah, ha, 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 ha. It's like, no, you got to get it right. And they got it right.
Yeah, it's one thing to be goofballs for, you know, 13 episodes or whatever, but to show that, oh no, when it's time to be serious, you can be serious.
Exactly.
That just escalates everything.
Exactly.
My episode is not the heart of this series, but it is its comedy peak. Number one for season 3 for me is, of course, Fenced In.
It doesn't get much better.
It's in the running for, like, one of my favorite episodes of the entire show, because it's just... It's perfect. It's I don't know how else to say it. I mean, like the girls aren't the best.
No,
when it comes to it. But like the Chris scene is really good. How he just keeps confusing everything that Kel says. Kel's indignation, like at the end, it's reaches like that's my favorite Kel. Like we talk about all these different kinds of Kels, like how he comically misses the point sometimes, but him. Like losing it and laughing and like at their situation, him being like, "I can't believe you did this to yourself."
Right, 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 right.
Like he has such a great comedy spectrum in this one. It's good. Kenan also holds his own, and the ending scene of them going to the theater wearing the fence. It's an epic moment, an iconic 90s Nickelodeon scene.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it deserves to be in the top 3, definitely. And it's one of the best episodes of the show. Only ranked 8th best on IMDb, but we all know that IMDb's ratings are off.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's high up there. All right, so we had a couple other honorable mentions.
Yeah, let's get them. So we had 2, right?
Yep, kind of to flesh out a full top 10 if you wanted to.
Okay, okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure. My number nine, my first novel mention, is IQ Can Do Better.
Yep, that's a great one.
The scenes aren't as connected as some of those later ones that we liked, but they're very powerful. Like the ones of them, like, just in Principal Dimley's office.
Oh my gosh.
like Kel getting on the floor, push her.
She kicks her feet off, or her shoes off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Keenan, him getting such a low score on his test, like impossibly low, and everyone just mocks him for it, and he has his own struggles. It's a good time, and I think there's a hidden message that we talked about IQ and what that means, and like, because Cal has a lot of ideas in the episode, and they're not great ideas in practice. But is he a genius? Is he not? It's kind of one of the premises of the show.
Right. Yeah. No. It's a really, really good episode. The scene in the office when they go over the door. You know, like, I think about that every time I like walk into the school building and look above the door. There's that little opening. I'm like, I bet I could get up there.
What are your honorable mentions?
So I am going to put. I'm gonna get you, Keenan.
Ah, great! I'm glad we're talking about this one,
because I really did enjoy this episode. What was the guy's name? Jackhammer.
Yeah, John the Jackhammer Rogan.
Yeah. just. Oh, it's a really great scene. Really great episode.
I forgot how good the second half of it was when they're just like camping out in the Rockmore's house, and they're moving couches, you know, nailing the door.
Yeah, and then they just open the door.
Yeah, with the frying pan and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's I gave it a 9, and it's a funny episode. Always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Great. And well, what's your last honorable mention?
I'm gonna go Poem Sweet Poem.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it was a great time, and it was great talking to Quincy.
Yeah. A fun guest and a real fun time. Again, the climax of that one, top notch. The biggest flaw that it has is it aired so late.
Yeah, it really got kind of underserved there with the where it was aired. But yeah, definitely one of the top 10 of the season in the top half.
Not by Josh Server, though. He did a great job.
Josh Server was fantastic.
My last one, just to end the list here, is Skunkator versus Mothman. I enjoyed very much seeing them in like costume in this kind of proto-Comic-Con. Or proto-Comic-Con as we have it nowadays. Just going about. And the Charlotte introduction led to a really good just moral story in like in what's happening at Rigby's.
Yeah, it's a big... That's another episode that makes me kind of uncomfortable, but but it's like, okay,
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this works, I suppose.
I also love how everyone got in on the debate of Skunkator versus Mothman.
Yeah,
like it wasn't just Keenan versus Kel, it was also like Roger and Cheryl picked a side,
right?
They got Mothman himself involved.
It's like Superman versus Batman, except in Keenan and Kel universe.
Very fun. I hope you enjoyed our top tens. Hey, if you have favorite episodes of season 3, send them in to our email address, keenankelpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know which ones we missed and which ones we got totally wrong. Like you dirty rat.
Yes.
I always like to be a little controversial, especially with my top
tens. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I'm not sure that will be controversial in our worst episode of the season.
This is no controversy at all.
It is no contest whatsoever.
It should not be higher than You Dirty Rat on IMDb. It simply should not be.
But what episode is it, Aaron?
It's The Contest.
They made this episode with the scraps like left over from filming one day.
It was abysmal.
It was me. Keenan was way too mean in this one, and it just wasn't funny. It, most importantly, it broke the rules of Keenan and Kel.
It was out of the universe. It was just, and not like a good out of this world, you know. It was just horrible.
We don't have to dwell on it too much, but I think that's in the running for worst episode of the entire show.
It's pretty bad. Sorry, Chris Brown. You really did a bad job writing that episode. I hope you're okay in your music career.
Well, something that we do every season is that we kind of go back over if there's any grades of ours that we thought were different and differed as we went through them. Do you have any corrections to stuff that you graded?
One of the ones that I wanted to kind of revisit, it's one that we didn't talk about, but the limo.
Yes.
So I'm going to just go up on that. I'm going to 8.5.
Nice. I think I did the same thing.
Yeah, you gave it an 8.5. I think it deserves an 8.5. It was a good performance, especially from our extras.
The guest stars make that episode.
The guest stars, definitely, yeah.
The scene with Keenan and just like the parents was very good. Kel, like it takes something to act out being a knocked out limo driver.
I agree. Kel did great that episode, and it was a really good Kel episode. I'm also gonna raise a couple more scores. I'm gonna raise House Sitter and where is it? Freezer Burned. I'm gonna raise those both to 8s because I think you sold me on those. But We Are the Champions. Right. I'm gonna lower to a 6.5. Because that was just a bad episode. It was bad. I felt bad for the monkey.
That's another low point, but I get it.
And he had the Rigby's apron on, and there was no explanation, right?
Yeah, it felt like they were supposed to do a different episode, and that's the one that we like got at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, wasn't good.
Attack of the Bugmen, like, in rating these episodes, I'm like, I gotta knock him down from a 9 to, like, an 8.5. It's like, okay, you should rate an episode off, like, rewatchability, like, how good I feel about going back to it. I might be okay never seeing that episode again. To Catch a Thief, I wanted to, on recent, like, introspection, I felt like Keenan was a little too mean on that one. So I dropped that from an 8.5 to an 8. Not too many huge adjustments on our scores. I think we're getting more refined in our process.
I think so. Depending on the day. You know, whether it was February or or August.
Well, funny thing is that now our season 3 average score, you and I, is the exact same.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, we both gave this season an 8.05.
Yeah, it was a pretty good season.
For you have that ranked pretty much even with season 2. And for me, that's a little below season 2. So I think season 2 had fewer episodes, so those scores were a little higher. The more you have, the further it blends.
That makes sense. I do see that on your spreadsheet that you sent me. You have how we rank our episodes compared to IMDb.
Yes.
It's just interesting. Most of ours are higher.
That's pretty general, I'd say.
Yeah, I think IMDb ratings are pretty critical overall. I rarely run into something that's like rated high that isn't high. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty critical.
I think they're also very aggregate. There's so much that goes into them that if you notice the range on IMDb scores for Keenan and Kel, I think for a lot of shows, it goes from like a 6.8 to an 8.1.
Right.
Like everything kind of hangs out in that like 7 range.
Right. What would be a 3? I mean, how do you get worse than the contest? I hope we don't find out, but we'll see what season 4 has in store.
Yes. A lot of people aren't crazy about season 4. They think some of the magic's gone, but it's looking at the lineup of episodes, I don't know how that's possible. There's some of the best episodes of the show, certainly.
I bet Keenan and Kel was one of those things where Keenan and Kel were like, only one more season, right? We got to get on with our careers. And I bet now, looking back, I mean, I don't know about for Keenan, but I bet they both kind of miss, like, what if they kept working together? And I guess we'll talk about this in season 4, but it seems like, what if they had a couple more seasons, right? Like, what could have happened with Keenan and Kel if everybody didn't kind of give up on it?
I think if there's any of the two, I think Keenan gets a little tired of the formula by the end.
Yeah, I think that's probably what happens.
And that's what kind of inspires his more spin-offiness in the early 2000s.
Right.
So we have our final season tradition here. Are you ready?
I've been preparing all day.
You have?
No. I'm ready.
It's time for the season quiz.
Is it multiple choice?
So this one, I wanted to I reevaluated how I ran some of the past ones, and I wanted to make this one as fair as possible.
Okay.
So I wrote, there are 22 questions,
one
for every episode, and I had them organized to the ones that we saw more recently are harder, and the ones further away should be easier. Okay. That way
That's so complicated. Okay.
And the way that the scores work is that I'm going to give you the question, and if you want, you can ask for a hint, which is 4 multiple choice options.
Oh my gosh.
And you'll get half points if you get the correct that way. If you get it around your own, you great, you get the whole point.
I feel like if I don't ask for a hint, then that was a lot of work that you did that just goes to waste. So
I'll read off the hints regardless, I guess.
No, let's just see how much I need them. All right, let's do it.
So, Fenston, question 1. What is the name of the movie Keenan and Kel are taking their dates to see?
And this is the easiest one.
This is the one. This is a fairly easy question.
Is it open note? I think it has something to do with some kind of monster. How about the hints?
Okay.
I forgot about the hints.
I feel like the answer will be obvious in there. So, A, Revenge of the Bloodsucking Monkeys. B, Supermarket Cop 3. C, The Timid Bride. D, Fat Baby Jake.
C, The Timid Bride.
Correct.
Nice. I do remember the other one was in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Bloodsucking Monkeys.
That's the one Cal wanted to see.
Should I get a half? I should get a half credit if I get a, if I ask for, or 3/4 credit if I ask for a hint. I think that's fair.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
As a teacher, Adam, that's fair. All
right. So, question number two: Skunkator versus Mothman. Which superpower does Skunkator not have, as discussed in this episode?
Hint.
A, razor sharp tail. B, turn invisible. C, rabies torpedo. D, laser vision.
Razor torpedo.
Rabies torpedo, C?
Rabies torpedo.
That's incorrect. Skunkator does not have laser vision.
Oh my god. I've ruined that one.
Question three, the raffle. Who does Keenan attempt to purchase an Omani Double Vision 2000 from? Who? Yes.
Could it be a store?
The name of the store and the owner of the store.
Okay, the Music Mart.
Is that your final answer?
Do I have to give the person's name?
Yes.
Hint.
Okay. A, Crazy Christy. B, Crazy Betty. C, Crazy Steve. D, Crazy Jerry.
B.
Crazy Betty. You got it correct.
I'm Crazy Betty.
everything he did.
That was so unnecessary to have in this show.
Four, the Chicago Witch Trials. Chris lists four ways to spot a witch: scratching, green tongues, crow's toes, and what else?
A hint.
A, a crooked nose. B, they cannot smell. C, they have orange nose hairs. Or D, they smell like fire.
D, they smell like fire.
Correct. Yeah, she spills the barbecue sauce on her. So, number five, To Catch a Thief. How do you spell the name Mark Cram?
Oh, I like this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
M-A-R-K-K-R-A-M.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
What? Oh, M-A-R-C-C-R-A-M.
Yes, that's what you should have said.
That is what I did say.
it's weird because it's Mark spelled with a C. It's also a palindrome, as we talked about.
Yes, that's how I remember it.
So, number six. These are going to get a little bit harder.
Oh, great. How do you make a measure for the hardness level of these questions? What do you base it off of?
What fake surgery does everyone believe Keenan is getting?
Okay, I think I know this one. It was like a big part of the episode. All right, hint.
A, enlarged ears. B, gingivitis in his knees. C, swollen tongue. D, uneven eyeballs.
A.
Enlarged ears, correct.
The ears, yeah. Everybody was like, your ears are fine.
Number seven, IQ can do better. What is the difference between Keenan's IQ results and his corrected results?
Give me a hint. All right, hints for all of them.
You want hints down the line?
We're making a multiple choice, yeah.
Okay, A, 85. B, 87. C, 90. D, 93.
This is a
little math problem question. What's the difference between his actual results and the one that his first score?
93.
That is incorrect. Is 87. Number eight, Attack of the Bugmen. Which animal is seen but not mentioned in this episode? Pony? B, penguin? C, frog? D, cow?
Pony.
Kel, unfortunately, goes up and hugs the pony in this episode. The correct answer was frog.
If I can't get this, and I literally have to do a review podcast, I don't think anybody would be able to get this.
I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of this one. I'm like, I got way too mean, way too fast.
No, just keep it going. Okay. I can take it. Let's go. Go.
Nine. Surprise, surprise. What is depicted in the giant snow globe that Kel gets stuck on his head?
Oh.
A, the Galapagos Islands. B, Mount Rushmore. C, a circus. D, Paris, France.
A, Galapagos Islands.
Correct.
Nice.
Number 10, you dirty rat. What does Kel name the rat that infests Rigby's? Do you want to try this one on your own?
No.
Okay. A, Wilson. B, Wendell. C, Wyatt.
It's B.
D, Winslow. Okay. Yeah, B, you got it right.
Wendell.
Yeah, it's that's one of those you hear it and you know it.
Wendell.
There's a lot of named pets in this season, yeah, let me tell you.
Nothing beats Twizzles, though.
No, it doesn't. Number 11, Freezer Burned. What is Chris's mother doing while he eats at the Rockmores? A, going to Wrestle Fever, the musical. B, getting her feet waxed. C, taking a trip to Yakima Springs. D, attending Lumberjack School.
Lumberjack School.
Lumberjack School.
Lumberjack School. His mom has a great retirement, let me tell you.
Yes, she does.
She does it right.
Number 12, present tense. Who signed the baseball that Keenan receives at the end of the episode? A, Uncle Louie. B, Babe Ruth. C, Keenan. D, Roger.
Keenan.
Yes, Keenan has signed the baseball.
Trick question. Based off the Sandlot. Which episode was that?
That was episode 12.
Oh, okay.
13, House Sitter. What poster is hanging in Chris's mom's bathroom?
A funk bus.
Nailed it.
Nice. Oh, I knew it. I want one.
Yeah, me too. Real bad.
Real bad.
Should start selling those at the store.
Funk bus. We should.
14, I'm going to get you, Keenan. How many people does Kel knock out with a frying pan? 4, 5, 6, or 7?
5.
You got it right.
Nice.
Do you want to name all 5 for extra credit?
Keenan, Cheryl, Roger, police officers.
One police officer.
Okay, one police officer and himself? No.
the jackhammer.
No, the jackhammer.
All right, no credit there. Number 15, the limo. Keenan is distraught to learn that Melissa's father's job is what?
Okay, let's see. Limo is her father. He's rich. I can picture their house.
A lot of gold everywhere.
I don't know.
So A, a lawyer. B, grocery store distribution. C, real estate. D, limo rental agencies.
C.
Yes. Do you like how he might be nervous about those other reasons?
Yeah, I do like how he might be nervous, but that is not how you make a multiple choice test.
Number 16, the contest. What radio station is running the Bonkers for the Bulls contest?
A hint.
A, 999 FM. B, Funk 107. C, Chicago 101. D, 6230 Hollard.
Nice names, but B.
Funk 107, yes. That was the last question I wrote. I'm like, I'm so tired. Chicago 101, sure.
Yep.
Number 17, Picture Imperfect. Based off the photos that Kel destroyed at the beginning of the episode, did Sharla need to get her photo retaken?
Okay, so Sharla, he destroyed A through L. Sharla... His last name, I think it's an R, so no.
You are correct, but not for the correct reason. Her name is Morrison.
Oh.
That was a two-part question, like a reasoning thing. And that, yeah, I like to see your thought process.
Yeah, well, that's how I take tests. I haven't taken a multiple choice test in quite a while.
Last 5, and these are the toughest ones.
Okay, bring it on. I'm ready.
Number 18, he got job. What is the name of Kel's first boss? A, Dan Stale. B, Dave Stale. C, Doug Stale. D, Dale Stale.
I really hope it was D, but I'm going to go with A, Dave Stale.
That's answer B, and that is correct.
Yes. I wish they had Dale Stale.
Dale Stale's pretty funny.
That's a great name.
When I wrote this, I'm like, it could be any of these. Number 19, Close Encounters. What materials are the shorts Rudy has Keenan try on made from? There's two materials. Good. Ready for hints?
I remember the one is like with giant. Rice husk. Rices don't have husks. Okay, read it.
Okay. A. Rice paper and bean stalks.
That's
B.
It. It's A.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You can say. The other ones were bamboo and rice paper, sugarcane and hemp, rice paper and spicy flax, which I made up.
Spicy flax. You want spice on your pants.
Spicy flax slacks. Okay.
Flax slacks. I like that.
Ooh, it's not bad.
You should text Uncle Nick.
I'm putting that in the store. What are you talking about? All right, number 20. We're the Chimpians. There's a second chimpanzee character in this episode besides Charles.
George.
What's his name?
No, I thought it was George. It's not. It's, read the hints.
A. Mr. Monkey. B. Chimpy. C. Charles II. D. Chucky.
I don't know. A.
Mr. Monkey. That is incorrect. This character is the puppet that Keenan uses to try and get Cal over his thing, named Chimpy.
I just really wanted his name to be George.
All right, two more. 21. Who loves who? Ooh? Name all six gifts from Kel's secret admirer.
Oh my God. Okay. in order?
I don't care about the order. The sixth one is for extra credit.
Okay. Heart underwear.
Okay.
Giant orange soda.
Yep.
Flowers?
No.
Darn. Chocolate?
No. Actually, yes. I'll count chocolate.
I don't know.
Okay. So you got three of them. So the full list is the singing telegram, giant bottle of orange soda, lollipop, the violinist with the chocolate, hearts underwear, and the giant polar bear.
Oh, jeez. I remember all of those.
That's very recent.
That's why I'm good at multiple choice tests. I don't know. I think it's... I'm trying to learn how my brain works. I think whenever I'm exposed to something, I make a neuron. So, like, it's there, right? Like, I make some kind of memory, whatever. And then I just know that it's there. And so when I see it on a multiple choice test, I'm like, that's probably it, right?
So I think you got this last one. And it'll push you into a passing grade territory.
Oh boy.
Okay. Number 22, Poem Sweet Poem. How many ticks and how many tocks are in Mark's poem?
Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. Tick. So that'd be four ticks and three tocks.
That is not correct. I'll give you a shot at the multiple choice.
Do that.
Seven ticks, seven tocks. Six ticks, five tocks. Six ticks, seven tocks. Six ticks, five tocks.
What was the first one?
Seven ticks, seven tocks.
It's six ticks, five tocks.
You have it correct.
I forgot there was a little piece in the middle.
All right, good job, Aaron. Your final score is a 62.
Oh, that's great. Can I get a curve?
Yeah, I'll curve. Give this quiz to your students.
They'll be like, what the heck is this?
And your score will go way up in comparison.
That's right. That's true.
Well, I think you did a little better in season two, but your season one score, you beat season one. So, thank you for joining me in another wonderful Keenan and Kel quiz.
I'm always here for it. I love learning and knowledge. And Keenan and Kel knowledge is the best kind of knowledge.
So, a question for you. Is this the best quiz so far?
It was a good quiz. It was a fair quiz. I was not prepared well enough. I think I need a marathon for the next quiz.
I think season four will go faster for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that'll help.
Right, yeah. I mean, I watched some of these episodes like last year almost.
So, before we get into season four, we have a special interview next week.
We do. We will be prepared for that.
Yes. So please join us for that special episode, and then in 2 weeks we'll be back to your regularly scheduled Keenan and Kel review episodes.
We're very excited for that, and we want you to know that we have a Tee Public store. All of the best t-shirts and designs from the Keenan and Kel television program now can be yours. with just the purchase from T Public. So this is for nostalgia purposes. we are not trying to mooch money off of you. We just want you to be able to wrap this show. It doesn't really have too much merch out there.
The main reason why the show, why the store was created, was for me to purchase the shirts.
yeah, and me too. Don't worry though, everybody. Most of our money will be made from our soon to be opening Minor League Baseball Stadium snack bar coming 2024.
Okay. That's a more reasonable promise. I think that can happen.
I think we could probably do it by 2023, but we don't really. I don't really see this being a long term thing.
So thank you so much for joining us through three full seasons of Kenan and Kel. Let's bring it to a close next time, Fantas.
Until then, everybody, aw, here it goes.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Kenan and Kel with Adam and Aaron. If you want to stay in touch, send us an email at kenankelpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a voice message at anchor.fm/kenankelpodcast. Our social media accounts are all at kenankelpodcast. That's Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks, everybody.